Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
The GW Parkway Rehab Project is lengthening. I'm Luke Lukert.
Where are hate incidents happening in Loudoun County schools? I'm Scott Gelman.
Baked by the ocean, one city's plan to keep the beach marijuana free. I'm Megan Cloherty.
The newest addition to the National Zoo's gorilla troop has been named. I'm Melissa Howell.
10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony charges in the classified documents case. Special Counsel Jack Smith made brief comments when the indictment was unsealed yesterday.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
CBS's John Dickerson with this take on the information revealed in the indictment.
My boxes, that's the way the former president referred to this sensitive material, according to the indictment. And that term, for me, really explains how personal his role in this was. He didn't have these materials because of some clerical mix-up or because some lawyers maneuvered him into it. He gave orders to take this material and then store it at Mar-a-Lago. And then when the subpoenas came, he had them move my boxes from bedroom to bathroom.
The former president is due in court on Tuesday in Miami. He maintains he did nothing wrong. The smoke from those Canadian wildfires is starting to clear along the U.S. East Coast. Will this be the end of it? Maybe not, says Greg Pope, a professor at Montclair State University.
It's possible if we get the right wind directions, we could see this again.
New Haven, Connecticut has been ordered to pay Randy Cox $45 million. He was paralyzed because he was not properly secured in the back of a police van. This woman could not believe what happened.
Completely blows my mind. I don't even have comments about that because no words come to mind. No words.
When the van stopped short, Cox flew headfirst into the rear doors. He's paralyzed from the chest down. A nationwide drug shortage, including shortages of some cancer medications, is causing doctors to scramble for alternatives. Tina Reed with Axios on what the FDA is doing about it.
The FDA announced that it was going to allow a Chinese manufacturer to import one of the chemotherapy drugs that's been in shortage into the U.S. That drug has not been approved for use in the U.S. In this case, they're going to allow an exception. They're looking at the possibility of doing that with some other drugs.
In Somalia, ambulances responding to a terror attack at a hotel in Mogadishu. Somalia's state news agency says there was no immediate word on any deaths. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. It's a remarkable story of survival. Four children have been rescued 40 days after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle. Here's Colombian President Gustavo Petro speaking through an interpreter.
Together, the military forces and the indigenous communities that helped with the search efforts found the children after 40 days. They were on their own. They are an example of survival that will go down in history.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03 on Saturday morning, June the 10th. We're looking now at 69 degrees in the nation's capital. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Ronan. The top local stories we're following this hour here at WTOP 103.5 FM. The Maryland funeral owner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer during a 10-year-old girl's burial service will be held without bond until his next court appearance. The man, 48-year-old Wilson Chavez, is accused of shooting and killing 30-year-old Ronald Stephen Banks during a funeral service earlier this week at the Washington National Cemetery. Police say Chavez, who was directing the funeral service for the girl, confronted a pastor and another person there who was working for a different funeral home. According to the police, the other funeral attendees stepped in to protect the pastor, and that's when Chavez fell, allegedly pulled out a gun, and began shooting. One woman was also shot along with Banks. Banks was taken to a hospital. He was pronounced dead. Chavez is in custody. His next court appearance is scheduled for next month. More of those lane dividers are now part of the north end of the George Washington Parkway. It's part of the rehab project for the National Park Service.
They've extended the lane rehabilitation project that runs all the way from the Beltway. Now lane dividers will run past Route 123. From that interchange to the Windy Run Bridge, they've shut down the outer northbound lane. Regular traffic will still flow on the inner northbound and outer southbound lanes, but that inner southbound lane now will be reversible, changing during rush hours. From 5:30 to 9:30 a.m., it's a southbound lane, and from 2:45 to 7:15 p.m., it will head north out of town. It'll be closed at all other times, including weekends. They hope to wrap up the full project by 2025. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
School officials in Loudoun County recently hosted a series of sessions with the Anti-Defamation League. It's in response to the hundreds of incidents involving hate speech and racial slurs that have occurred across the county this past school year.
In the spirit of transparency and honesty, we really need to share that this is a very real problem.
Lottie Spurlock is the school system's director of equity.
Just the pervasive nature of it has people intrigued.
In the third quarter of this year, the school system reported nearly 300 incidents involving hate speech or racial slurs. As of May 31st, there were over 260 so far in the fourth quarter. But where are the incidents happening?
Middle school's classroom, PE class, and the bus. In high school's classroom hallways, stadium, gym, and social media.
Shahid Muhammad works in the equity office. The most common incidents involve using the N-word across elementary, middle, and high schools. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Maryland will soon allow marijuana. It will be legal. But Ocean City is working to make sure that the beach experience doesn't change.
Council members in Ocean City, Maryland are taking steps to ensure marijuana consumption and the smell of it doesn't overwhelm the beach town. On July 1st, possession and use of a small amount of marijuana will be legal in Maryland. In a unanimous vote, city lawmakers passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses, punishable by a fine ranging from $25 to $1,000. OC Today reports the council members also discussed how to ensure resort businesses don't sell or allow weed on their property. The city ordinances, which already ban smoking on the beach and boardwalk, will stay in place. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Plant-based entrees, healthy heart options, and fresh locally sourced ingredients at the Silver Diner. It is Lunch Redefined. WTOP presents the Free Lunch Friday, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter for your chance to win free lunch at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch. Free Lunch Friday is applicable to dine-in lunch only at participating locations. Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather.
For this local brewer, it's not just the beer, it's the glass. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's check in this morning for the first time with Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan, and good mid-morning to all you folks on this Saturday, which is beautiful outside. The sun is out, so I expect a lot of people to get out on the roads. Checking right now for any accidents on the Beltway. You're in good shape in both Virginia and Maryland between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson bridges. New problem in Virginia, 66 eastbound near Route 29 in Centerville. That was a reported wreck, reported to be along the right side of the roadway. If you're in Manassas, 234 Business Sudley Road, both ways near Lomond Drive, this is a report of a crash. Traveling on I-95 southbound, you're in good shape, but delays going across the Occoquan down to 123. Then you hit the brakes as you approach Garrisonville, headed down toward the Rappahannock River. Northbound I-95, off and on the brakes in separate stretches between Aquia Harbor and the Prince William Parkway. Travel lanes open as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange. Northbound I-395 after Washington Boulevard, exit number 8, still with the left lane blocked for the crash. VDOT is there on scene. Hopefully, they'll be moving pretty soon. No problems going across the 14th Street Bridge. You guys are in pretty good shape. Things are clear in the district if you're traveling on I-295. Southbound DC 295, delays toward East Capitol Street. No problems being reported in Maryland on I-95. BW Parkway southbound sluggish as you approach 197. Otherwise, if you're traveling on University Boulevard between Carroll Avenue and Piney Branch Road, we still have all lanes blocked. Last report for the police activity. Thinking about an electric car? Plug into fitsmall.com and find your electric ride today. Check out the Hyundai Ioniq, the VW ID4, or the Chevy Volt, all at fitsmall.com. That's the Fitzway.
I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Rob. Now let's check in with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Pretty good air quality throughout the weekend. It's still in the moderate category for your Saturday, but then Sunday we're looking at good air quality due to a south wind, so that will clear out of the smoke out of here completely, and that also will warm those temperatures up. South wind will bring in some moisture too, so expect highs on Sunday around 91 degrees, feeling like 93. For Saturday, expect highs around 85, and overnight temperatures back into the upper 60s. A little more humidity as we go throughout the weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans for First Alert Weather.
Warming up across the area, we've punched through the 70s at all of our reporting locations. 70 right now in Gaithersburg, 73 in Lanham. It is 76 degrees. Shirlington in Arlington at 1010 here on WTOP. The weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 after the hour. Let's check in with Jeff Claybaugh.
If you're a beer drinker, do you pay much attention to the glass? Silver Branch Brewery in Silver Spring sure does.
You know, if you go drink a beer in Belgium at a cafe, they serve it in a certain type of glass and it has a certain vibe. Or if you go drink a beer in Germany in a beer garden, they serve it in a different kind of glass and it has a completely different feeling.
That's Silver Branch co-founder Brett Robinson. The brewery has 5 kinds of glasses just for the lagers. Some craft brewers are branching out with CBD-infused beers, hard seltzers, and energy drinks. Is that for Silver Branch?
And never say never, but I don't think it's our priority. I think we like our beer pretty well. Mostly our goal is to make sure that we have something for everyone. I think there's other ways to accomplish that than having to jump into every single category.
Silver Branch Brewing is opening a second brewery and tap room in Warrenton this fall. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, soccer great Lionel Messi stuns the sports world. We'll talk with WTOP legend Dave Johnson about it. WTOP News time. It's 10:11.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots, pans, and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole home. Find the showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
10:12.
Ever since we got Xfinity Mobile, the whole family now has the fastest mobile service. My little brother has no idea how lucky he is. Back in my day, we didn't have it nearly as good.
Oh yeah? Back in my day, you couldn't even stream outside the house. I don't like to think about it.
Please, back in my day, we had phones with cords, and they were mounted to a wall.
Forget phones. Back in my day, we wrote letters. Remember, Herman?
Oh, I remember.
Vintage texting. Cool.
Switch to Xfinity Mobile, the fastest mobile service with 5G and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. Get the best price for 2 unlimited lines with 5G compared to the lowest price plans of the top 3 carriers. Just $30 a line per month. Visit Xfinity.com/fastestmobile to learn more.
Wait till you hear about how we rented movies.
I don't think she's ready for that. From Xfinity, home of the 10G network. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Unlimited intro service and Xfinity Internet required. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Coming up on WTOP Sports in 10 minutes, the Orioles are surging, the Nats are struggling. Ben Raby will have all the stories coming up.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
When was your last visit to MGM National Harbor? Did you dance the night away after some salsa lessons at Diablo's Cantina? Were you one of our hundreds of daily jackpot winners? Did you see your favorite star up close in our 3,000-seat theater? Or did you indulge in the Seafood Tower and Parker House Rolls at Voltaggio Brothers Steakhouse? Maybe it's time for another visit to MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is WTOP News.
10:15, I'm Dan Ronan. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, brilliant skill from Lionel Messi. Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
And that's the big news. The all-time soccer great Lionel Messi is stunning the sports world with his announcement. He'll be taking his talents to Florida. He's joining the Major League Soccer team, Inter Miami. He turned down what were hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia's soccer league to go there. And it would mean a return. Some could say he was expecting to return to Barcelona. WTOP's Dave Johnson, the voice of DC United and our former senior sports director, talked with Dimitri Sotis about the significance of the move.
So Messi arrived, one of the world's greatest players ever. You'll get the debate about, is he the greatest player ever? You think about the mindset of Messi. He did turn down hundreds of millions of dollars from the Saudi Arabian Professional League, where Cristiano Ronaldo is playing, Karim Benzema, another big name, are going because the offers are like $150 million a year. It's you know, crazy money as we look at it, as they're trying to build a significant sporting competition there. But Messi is still about a competition. He is still about things he wants to accomplish, including he's coming off a World Cup. He's a World Cup winner. It's not that far until the next World Cup. Argentina is building an academy in Miami. So it's a confluence of events why he's coming to Major League Soccer. But he's not coming here because he wants a vacation. He's coming here because he still wants to compete, and he is going to make a difference in so many ways. Already, I think Inter Miami's social media followers have gone up by a million in just a few hours. Somebody here at DC United told me they sold 4,000 tickets for the DC United Miami game in July here at Audi Field. So he's going to have an impact. And listen, if you're not a soccer fan, but you're a sport fan, we appreciate that in America. One of the world's greatest ever to play his sport is coming to be a part of our American sports landscape, and I think that's special.
Dave, but if anybody needed more emphasis or an even broader explanation, imagine we got news that LeBron James was going to play in Europe. Is that a comparable example?
That's a comparable example. You know, you can say LeBron James, one of the greatest basketball players ever, or Michael Jordan all of a sudden decided he was going to play in Europe. It'd be that earth-shattering, because along with Saudi Arabia, there was, you know, he wanted also maybe to return to Barcelona, where he accomplished so much. But Barcelona, and this also speaks to Messi's mindset, for Barcelona to make it work under what they call the financial fair play, and it's similar to a salary cap, but it's not. They would have to release players. They would have to ask players currently to at Barcelona to reduce their salaries. And he didn't want to be a part of that. He didn't want to come to a team and cause that much disruption. And so that also elevated the option to coming to the United States.
Dave Johnson, the voice of DC United and a legend here at WTOP. A quick look at the stories we're working on at WTOP. The unsealed 49-page federal indictment spells out the charges against former President Donald Trump. He is due in federal court on Tuesday afternoon. We can expect more cleaner air in our area today as the heavy haze from the Canadian wildfires is moderating. Stay with WTOP. Full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Here's Rob in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. Let's take you to I-395 in Virginia. This is northbound after Washington Boulevard, exit 8. Still the left side blocked at the beginning of the HOV express lanes as you get into along the left side of the roadway. So stay to the right in order to get by. No problems going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. I want to alert you to the northbound and southbound GW Parkway, the long-term work zone now extended further south between Windy Run and the Beltway, with a single lane getting by each way for that long-term work. No problems on 66. Earlier crash reported eastbound near Route 29 in Centerville. Clear to the right shoulder. All your travel lanes are open. In Manassas, Sutley Road, northbound after Rixthlew Lane. The crash is near Iron Gate along the right side of the roadway, so watch out for that. Traveling I-95 southbound on the brakes, leaving Lorton headed across the Occoquan down to 123, then solid approaching Garrisonville and emerge from the express into the main lanes. Northbound, you're off and on the brakes between Triangle and the Prince William Parkway with travel lanes open as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange, taking you to Maryland where the beltway is looking pretty good through Montgomery and Prince George's counties. University Boulevard reported to be closed still between Carroll Avenue and Piney Branch Road for the police activity south of Seek Lane. Otherwise, traveling on Route 50 going across the Bay Bridge, we do have three lanes east and two lanes in the westbound direction. Your travel lanes are open and available. Poverty doesn't take a summer vacation like you do. Support the Salvation Army National Capital Area Command with a gift of $25 today. SalvationArmyNCA.org. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your weekend forecast, highs will stay in the 80s for your Saturday, around 80 to 85 with mostly sunny skies and northwest winds. Lows Saturday night down to 67, so a little warmer, and that humidity starts to move in by Saturday evening as well. Highs on Sunday up to 91 degrees, and that humidity could make it feel more like 93 to 94. Clouds will be on the increase, and eventually we'll talk storm chances by Monday next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans for First Alert Weather.
76 at Roslyn, 76 at Farragut Square, and Laurel makes it unanimous, 76 degrees at 1021 on WTOP. Will a victory at the Supreme Court have a big impact on next year's congressional races for Democrats? We'll examine that coming up. WTOP News Time now. It's 1021.
Your website isn't as successful as it once was. You know it's vital to your organization, but it's just not working for you. More importantly, your current vendor has become more expensive and less responsive. It's time for a change. It's time to turn to Ironistic at ironwebsites.com. For nearly 15 years, Ironistic has built award-winning websites for businesses, associations, and government agencies. Our digital experts are dedicated to making a positive impact on all of our clients. From small nonprofits to Fortune 500 companies, we have the experience and expertise to move your organization to the next level. Stop settling for freelancers and offshore services and stop overpaying those national agencies. It's time to turn to Ironistic and our website experts, our marketing experts, and our dedicated U.S.-based customer service team. It's time to make an impact on your website. It's time to visit ironwebsites.com and trust Ironistic to elevate your online presence. That's ironwebsites.com.
1022.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments up to 5 years. Or if you prefer, you can get on-the-spot savings as much as $5,000. And everything's included. Exquisite diamond rings, earrings, bands, bracelets. It's our best offer of all time. You can pick a low monthly payment for up to 5 years or get instant savings up to $5,000. Don't miss this amazing offer. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
Rise and shine. Time to get your day moving. 7 News is on your side from the moment you wake up, bringing you local news you need to prepare for the day and get out the door on time. Every minute of every morning, 7 News is on your side.
This is WTOP News.
It's 10:23. A man is dead after he was shot outside of an apartment building in Montgomery County last night. Police say it happened just after 8 at Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found a 57-year-old man behind the building suffering from a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Witnesses say they saw several people drive away. There's no information about a suspect at that time. Democrats have bemoaned the partisan redistricting plans that have helped Republicans win far more congressional seats than they had expected, but the advantage seems to have come to an end.
The AP used a mathematical formula designed to detect political gerrymandering to analyze the 2022 elections. The results show Republicans won just one more seat than would have been expected. John Bisignano, president of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, says changes in Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia essentially led to a political wash.
We had the fairest map.
the fairest congressional map and the fairest state legislative map in decades. And that's a truly great thing for democracy.
Former Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois was drawn out of his longtime district and placed into another one, which he lost in the primary.
That district was drawn in a very gerrymandered way to maximize the Democrat turnout.
In 2018, most of those states favored Republicans, but the redistricting gains were more evenly split last year. I'm David Lieb.
The man who crashed a U-Haul truck into a security barrier outside of the White House last month wanted to overthrow the government and replace it with a dictatorship, quote, fueled by Nazi ideology. The revelation comes from federal prosecutors during the bond hearing for the suspect. Prosecutors also allege the 19-year-old was planning other attacks. He was denied bond and is being held on a charge of destruction of government property after ramming a U-Haul truck into a security barrier at Lafayette Square last month. When he left the car, he unraveled a red and white flag featuring a Nazi swastika. The preliminary hearing is set for July the 13th.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Ben Raby, one team is struggling, the other team is doing really well. What's the baseball story?
Yeah, the rough patch here for the Nationals. They have lost 5 in a row, 8 of 10. Latest setback for the Nats as they drop their series opener in Atlanta, 3-2 the final. Nets actually led 2-1 before a series of defensive miscues opened the door for a 2-run Atlanta 8th. Elsewhere, the Orioles, they continue to rack up the wins, 3-2. Home win over the Royals. Meanwhile, the New York Mets, owners of the major's highest payroll, and yet they are a mess. The Mets have lost 7 in a row, including a blowout loss last night in Pittsburgh. And his longtime Mets play-by-play voice, Gary Cohn, suggested on the Mets TV broadcast,
"Well, I don't know what rock bottom feels like, so this seems like it's awfully close."
That is Gary Cohn on SNY as the Mets were losing 14-2 in Pittsburgh. New York having allowed 40 runs in their last four games. They are now four games below 500 and in fourth place in the National League East. And overseas, the French Open, the women's final, world number one Iga Swiatek putting on a clinic. Swiatek now leading Karolina Mukova 6-2, 3-1. Again in the French Open final. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Coming up, Ben, after traffic and weather, more on the indictment of former President Donald Trump and his upcoming court appearance. We'll have the story. WTOP News Time, 1026.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean. You could save and get $200 with